I'm waking up every day and I'm, you know, trying to survive every day, or be like Felipe Petit and make every day, you know, the guy who walked across the towers. He literally walked on air, and he makes every day a work of art. I don't know. I want to be that guy.
Two albums in, Benji Free knows he still has a lot to learn, so he's taking his cues wherever they come, whether it's from A Man on a Wire or the voice of Peter Pan. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Russ Boris. It seems like the sophomore slump was nothing but myth for Washington, D.C.'s Benji Free, as he's followed up his 2006 debut with an ambitious new record called Come Back to the Five and Dime, Bobby D, Bobby D. Musically, the songs channel anything from doo-wop falsetto to stomping blues, with a few nods to country and Jack White thrown in too. The subject matter is almost as wide-ranging, and during a conversation between Benji and FUV host Demos, fear, death, Disney, and one particular kid's book came up. But the big question is, who is Bobby D?
He is Bobby Driscoll. Bobby Driscoll was the voice of Peter Pan and Jim Hawkins on Treasure Island, and it's not a concept record like everyone thinks. It's a tribute record. Not just to Bobby Driscoll, but to my late friend Chris and the hopes and dreams of the boys and girls of Prince George's County, Maryland. And, you know, like I always say, Bobby Driscoll, he triggered off a lot of perspective, just because, you know, he was a childhood, or Peter Pan or whatever, was a childhood hero. And then, you know, and I found out that he passed away at a young age. I was like, man, life's pretty precious. I don't know if I said that, but I thought that. And, you know, you appreciate what's going on at the moment, you know. Yeah. And I guess those moments, you know, I wrote the record and recorded with my best friends and my fiance, and, you know, like I said, I'm living the dream.
Where do all the good souls go? It is a question the human race needs to know. There is a
The Wild Things Are, that book's great, just because I was kind of scared of that book. I always thought Max was really brave. He was hanging out with, his dream world was like monsters and demons or whatever they were. They were monsters. I thought Max was a brave boy, basically. So
does fear fuel you?
Well, you have to tap into it. You know, it's like you have to embrace your insecurities for what they are. It's like they're there for a reason, you know. I used to be really hard on myself, like, oh man, I have to get confident. Like, what does confidence mean? You know, oh, I'm going to act confident, I'm going to look confident, and then you put a face on, and you're not being yourself. So, you know, some of the best singers that ever lived were insecure, or they shared their insecurities, and the whole idea of fear and anxiety and insecurities. I mean, it's something that everybody has.
Say to me, I miss it coming at you. Who'd have thought a few less effective? Through the eye of the needle, it don't really matter. I know we don't. There's no other long, not a shot of window glass. When love was born in a broken home, I get no love in the morning.
In the morning.
No love in the morning.
In the morning.
No love in the morning.
In the morning.
No love in the morning. Yeah.
New live music from Benji Free. That's I Get No Love. Today's Take 5 was produced by Sarah Wardrop, and to hear the complete interview and performance, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.